This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Much that is emanating, spewing out of Washington, D.C., and out of a volcano in Hawaii. So we'll talk about that. First, let's go to Bob Ney from Talk Media News, the former congressman from Ohio. Hey, Bob, how are you?
I am great, Kate. How are you?
Did you notice you rhymed that? I am great, Kate.
Ooh, that sounds pretty good.
Like, you have a career. That. Yes, you have a career. Hallmark. Hallmark
I
needs
do
some
my
writers.
Radio voice, yes.
My radio voice.
I'm terrible.
All right, so how about this stuff with the president telling North Korea denuclearize or risk overthrow? So, wow, this is right before this June 12th meeting? And who knows if this meeting's going to go on?
I mean, it looks a little shaky, and then Kim Jong-un was going to cancel it. Throw in a couple of mixed signals from us on how we were going to carry some things out, which wasn't really that healthy, you know, to do. And the other factor, Kate, is when two countries have no form of communication, like us in Iran or us in North Korea, anything becomes a problem. You know, for example, Israel and America are close, and when Obama and Netanyahu had some words back and forth, you know, it wasn't a divorce, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
In this case, because no one knows each other, they don't trust each other, then you have Trump and Kim Jong-un saying things, this could all completely shut down. I still have a feeling it's going to make it.
Yeah, I do too. I think somehow it's going to make it because I think Kim Jong-un is too invested as well, and he wants to meet him in person. He wants to meet the president in person.
Right, exactly. So
yeah.
I think it will happen.
Yeah. I'm going to segue into something completely different, but speaking of spying and enemies and lists and nuclearizing, denuclearizing, how about the Senate confirming Gina Haspel as the CIA director? Smart move or what?
I think it's a great move. Look, Kate, I think that she got unfairly blamed for the enhanced interrogation, torture, you know, and I don't like it. I don't support it personally, but I think she got blamed for a lot of it. I mean, she didn't create it. And that was the whole Alberto Gonzalez, you know, regime that did that. And she just kind of got wrapped into it. She was following at that time what was legal. It was horrible, I think, but what was legal. And then she made it very clear during the hearing that, you know, it's not legal. She's not going to do it. If the president orders her to do it, she's not going to do it. So I think that was a big stepping stone, although Senator McCain still said he, you know, wasn't supporting her. Then Senator Manchin, Democratic member from West Virginia, came on board even before the hearings were finished. That brings along three or four other on the Democratic side. So she makes it. You know, she is she's a career person. I think she's probably one of the few actual, you know, long-term career people that we've had.
Yeah, I have to tell you, if I was offered any job in the government, the last job I would want would be CIA director. How about you?
Well, you're right, because just think what can happen to you afterwards. I mean, you know, who do you make mad? You know, what? I mean, a lot of that, you know, I just think you'd always kind of be looking over your shoulder, I would assume. Hello? Oh, yeah, I'm still here, so I must have lost her, huh? Should I wait? Okay, sure. So anyway, as far as her being the CIA person, I think she'll probably do a good job.
Yeah, and you know what? It's interesting. It was kind of like I was reading some of what you, I was reading some of what you sent me earlier in the day, and I read this one staggering statistic, and I was just looking something up, in fact, about it, and had like a little power bump there. But how about over half of American families can't afford the basics? I thought I was misreading that, but there was a study about it, right?
Yes, it was, and it was a United Way study, so it wasn't something that was politically biased. And the fact remains that, you know, a great portion of the country, you know, over half, are struggling. And of those half, Kate, 63% are making $20 or less an hour. So, you know, we can say, okay, Americans have driven up expenses, they've got credit card debt, et cetera. That may apply in some cases, but I think, honestly, there's just a vast amount of people that it's not their fault, it's not credit card debt. You know, how can you keep up with the gas prices, the food prices, getting car insurance and your apartment or house mortgage? Just those things I named in themselves are becoming a struggle. Nothing's going down. So even though unemployment, I'll give, you know, credit where it's due, the unemployment has dropped, I just think people are on this treadmill trying to see, you know, how they're going to make it, cutting back every way they can, saving, clipping coupons. But it's still just a tight road for them because, you know, wages just haven't really kept pace.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And then how about the Senate Judiciary Committee releasing 2,500 pages of documents related to that investigation about the meeting in 2016 between the top Trump aides and the delegation of Russians? We keep coming back to this, who promised to help the campaign.
Yes, you know, I'm trying to honestly figure out who's doing what. You have Mueller, who is supposed to investigate all this. Then the Senate releases their own, you know, whole packet full of things, 2,500 pages, like you say. There were three new revelations in there about, you know, some of the meetings. But I'm just wondering, you know, who does what and when. There are so many investigations underfoot. So I'm sure that Mueller has details even beyond what we have seen from the Senate. But I thought it was interesting. It was a pledge, though, by Senator Burr and, you know, and some others to say, look, we're going to put it together. What we get, we'll put it out there. So at least they have done that. They didn't seem to be too upset about it on the Republican side.
I like that, but they weren't too upset. All right, Bob, thank you so much, as always.
Thanks,
appreciate
Kate.
It.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
So it's interesting. Gina Haspel, as we mentioned, she's confirmed director of the CIA. He mentioned it. You know, there was this weird deal. It didn't seem like it was going to go through. And she's been an undercover officer for most of her career. She was actually in 2002 served as a CIA station chief in Thailand, where they did interrogations at a secret prison, as Bob was mentioning, that using waterboarding. And then 3 years later, she drafted a cable ordering the destruction of the videotapes of the interrogation. So, you know, this was interesting for Republican Senator John McCain, who's been away from Washington all years. He's battling brain cancer. He urged the senators not to vote for her, but they did. So Haspel is in, let's put it that way. And you heard the reference, of course, to Mueller and what's going on with this Russian probe. It passed a year mark, the whole full calendar year. Wow, think about that. How many days? You know, crazy. Tom DeLay, there's a blast from the past, speaks up and he says that the American people are fed up with it. It keeps dragging on and on. And I do think there is something to that. You know, I've said that maybe even 4 or 5 months ago we were talking about how much money is being spent and ultimately what's going to be uncovered. Right? So that's the key thing, is what's going to be uncovered when all that money is blown. We're heading to the mailbag next here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Indeed, it's always happy days are here again when talking about mail, 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 because we get so much of it, ton of mail on this show, as I like to say. Thanks for hanging with us, by the way. Spread the word, America Tonight. You got it. Tune in radio. I know a lot of people download the show. So if you're trying to do that get in shape thing, or you're just hanging with your posse and you want to listen to America Tonight, go to Tune In Radio. There's an app for that. And there's more than 1,000 people that are doing it because I get all the notes from you, including a lot from the mailbag. This one from Paul. He says, Kate, I think you are so darn funny. When are you going to do a live show? Funny you should say that, Paul. I am thinking of doing a live show, not just about it. My mom used to say that people talk, 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 and then never execute. I'm going to execute. I just don't know when it's going to be, but look for Invade the Man Cave sometime in the near future. Not in the new millennial. In the new millennial, Invade the Man Cave. In fact, if you go to invadethemancave.com, invadethemancave.com, you'll see my book is there, and it's not just for women. It's really, I've got another one, Level the Playing Field. It just has a more male-friendly cover. But if you subscribe to my mailing list, and trust me, I'm not dumping a bunch of stuff on you, you will win a copy, an autographed copy of my book, Invade the Man Cave, or Level the Playing Field, one or the other. And anyway, and I'll keep you up to date on those live shows. So, Paul, thank you for that. Thank you. We move on to the next one, and this is from Don. And Don says, Kate, are you into the wedding of Harry and Meghan Markle? I asked that because I think I heard someone on the radio with you the other night asking you about it, and I thought, that's not our Kate. She doesn't care about things such as the royal wedding. I think it's okay. I mean, yeah, I'm not obsessed with it. No, you're right. I'm not having a tea at my house at 4 in the morning on Saturday and eating crimpets and all that sort of stuff. Good for Meghan Markle. She landed a big whale of a prince in Harry. So the story's kind of interesting, I guess, you know. But I'm not into all that. I wish them well. But I will not be there at 4 in the morning at some pub in my neighborhood or having people come over to my cave to watch the royal wedding. So, no. How about this one? This one is from Bernie, and Bernie says, Kate, you know, you've talked about stocks in the past. You used to do a lot of money movements in your show, and I'm wondering if you're going to bring them back. Hey, good question, Bernie. I follow stocks. I always say I'm not a stockbroker, but I follow the markets. I follow stocks. I talk about 401ks. We've had people on the show, Steve Kelly, Mike Bonacorsi. So we've had different financial people that have come on, and we have them on for a set amount of time, and then that's it, because I think you need different opinions after a while. And I thought both of them were fabulous, by the way, and had interesting philosophies about retirement, and I think both of them were right on the money in a sense in what they pushed for, tried to tell people they should do to be ready to you know, careen into whatever that future is going to look like, especially with medical expenses. So you asked for it, so I'm going to just give you a couple of quick headers. PayPal's buying payments startup iZettle for $2.2 billion right ahead of the IPO because they think it's going to explode. It's a mobile card reader, and it's an other digital payment products to small businesses. So it would catapult PayPal into hundreds of thousands of brick-and-mortar storefronts, and that's growing them. So makes sense. Right? A little bit of risk, but not much of a risk. In fact, PayPal jumped up 1.8% during regular trading on the day on Wednesday because of that news. So they have the cash and they're using the coin to put it there. And then quickly I'll throw out another one because this is the mailbag, not a money section. But Apple is trying to become the first publicly traded stock to get a market value of $1 trillion. People laughed when Apple stocks became available. They did. They laughed. And guess what? Apple stock is worth it, just like Facebook. Although Facebook tanked a little bit because of them ripping off our information and Cambridge Analytica and all of that nonsense. So there you go. Let's move on to another one. This one is from Adam. Adam says, Katie Kate, can I call you Katie? Yes, you may call me Katie. So my question, or my thought anyway, is I wonder how you feel about the upcoming NFL season with sports gambling. What do you think about the legalization of gambling? The sports betting is what you're talking about, the Supreme Court decision, and I'm going to talk more about that in Invade the Man Cave when we get to that. But, and also, by the way, on my weekend show, I do a weekend show on NBC Sports Radio. You can download the app for that for free, and you can go on to Sirius 205 and listen to me there that way. But anyway, here's the thing. It's in for my business, it opens up more advertising revenues and that kind of thing. For sports betting in general, I see it as a boon. I don't see it as a boondoggle. Some do because they think, well, what's going to happen with the Supreme Court and how it's going to affect major sports and, you know, what's that ruling going to do? Because isn't there a chance that we'll see people who will try to game the system, so to speak, by turning some of these young guys over to cheating? And the answer to that is, if they wanted to tank something or cheat, that can happen already now. So the Supreme Court ruling favors sports betting. This was a 92 federal law that made no sense to me. right? It opens the door to legalizing gambling of $150 billion in illegal wagers are already out there. So the bookie loses, I suppose, because their action, their vig on what people are trying to bet on, that's done. The court said the law was unconstitutional, And I agree with that. If you're in Nevada, I wonder how they feel about it, because will it take away any business? I don't know. The American Gaming Association, I was just reading this today, they're really pretty much saying, we represent the casinos. We're predicting that we're going to get more money. It's not going to endanger the integrity of sports competition. And I agree with that. I don't think so. I think it's going to be a boon for media, data companies, all that, the major sports leagues. It's for that, it's all good. And I don't think anything's going to swing differently because of the legalization of this. I don't think so. And then, you know, will the leagues try to get money? You bet. In fact, Adam Silver wrote an op-ed piece four years ago for the New York Times, and he was pushing for the legalization of regulation of sports betting. I remember this because I remember talking about it on this show. And his opinion was it would be ideal because it would be a way to monitor, to detect unusual betting activity. You could pose an integrity fee on bets and it would be paid to the sports league. See, thinking money, they're going to get the money. And he's right. There are a lot of ways that you can attack this and look at it, but I think it's a smart move. It makes sense to me. It should have been passed. This is a personal thing. And maybe it cuts down on, those illegal bets. And so what does that mean for that? It means the bookie is the one who loses if he was taking action on the games, which, of course, was happening. So now you would think that wouldn't happen. This has been around for 25 years. This is very big for many gambling establishments. So when you would go someplace and you want to pull the one-arm bandit, you wish you could have bet on sports now, the wishes turn into real, actual bets, and things have changed. This is a huge decision, needless to say. So I'm going to say that 6-3... ruling to strike down the Professional and Amateur Sports Protection Act, that's what it was called, where only Nevada would be the only state where you could wager on the results of a game. Now that's all changed. Smart. A great day for states and people to make their own decisions a few days ago. All right, hang with us as we careen and crash in a couple of different directions here on America Tonight. We got some odds and ends coming your way next.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Nice. I feel like I'm watching a performance artist. Oh, yeah. You're listening to one. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I'm in one of those kooky moods. So Odds and Ends is about kooky things. Like I just discovered the other day, I really am coining this term. We live in the United States of upsell, my friends. Every place I go, everywhere I look, people are trying to sell me and upsell me. Even when they sell me and upsell me. So I was looking at this. The NCAA tournament, March Madness, makes a whole lot of money for a whole lot of people. It's a lot of teams and a lot of games. We went from 65 teams to 68 teams, for goodness sake, back in 2011. But in the United States of upsell, 72 looks so much better right now. The Atlantic Coast Conference announced that they would propose legislation increasing the tournament field to 72 teams. And why? Because they want more of a crack at getting some more of that fat action. With more teams, that means more money, and you can do the math from there. It's like earlier in the day, I just want a car wash. Go to the car wash, and I'm not picking on you car wash peeps. because I like taking my car to the car wash. But when you pull up, it is like I am ordering from a Chinese menu. Would you like the wash that comes with the deluxe cleaning of the front of your car, and then the super scrub on the back of your car, and oh yeah, on the inside we actually remove the rugs, and that's called rug removal. That's for another $15, and then we'll actually hand dry your car, and that's another $5. It's like, wow. Okay, straight up tell me just a number for a car wash. Not what does it mean where we have to get out a calculator as every car is backing up behind us and add up how much it costs. It's just like flying. So you go to get an airline ticket now, and who can blame the airlines, because we're the dummies that pay for it. And when one airline does it, another one does some form of it. So you get your ticket, and boy, you better get it fast, because if you wait, first of all, if you wait till it's too close to the flight time, it's of course going to cost a fortune. But now when you get, you just want a coach ticket, right? You just want a coach ticket, because I'm going to save, darn it, I'm going to save that $50, whatever it is, because I'm going to spend it on food or something else. But by the time you're done getting your seat, you're paying extra for a better seat. Well, if you want to sit near a window where nothing is going to explode, this is how much more it's going to cost you. If you want to sit in the exit row, this is a great seat on the plane. It's a $15, whatever it is. I mean, I look around the plane, I'm looking at all these seats, I feel like I'm ordering a concert ticket. And I realize we live in the United States of upsell. Andy, how about you? Do you ever notice this?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Everything. I mean, even fast food. Do you want to supersize it, big size it, macho size it, feminine size it, whatever?
Yep, yeah. I actually I'm working on buying my first home, and, well, in order for me to get approved for a deferred loan, I need to pay $75 to take a class to get the deferred loan, which I don't know if I'm going to use anyways, so it's always something.
Yeah, just, man, always something. You're right. It's always something. That's why I say we live in the United States of upsell.
Yeah, I used to work in sales, too, and it's crazy how much pressure they put on their employees to upsell things, too, like warranties and
yep.
Upgrades.
Right, and then people are confused, and that's the whole idea. You get them confused, like, well, my God, if I don't get an upgrade, something's not going to be right if I don't do that. I got to get an upgrade.
Well, they strip a lot of the things that, you know, we used to get for free away so that they can charge them for them now. Like, look at Microsoft computers, how much stuff used to come on them, like movie making software, audio recording stuff, text makers and stuff, and all that stuff was taken away, so you have to buy it separate now.
I know. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. So the United States of Upsell is going to be a segment on our show regularly. You can send me in what you think is super annoying. Go to Delaney Media Group at live.com. Send your United States of Upsell annoying moments. If I pick yours, I will send you a copy of one of my books. Autographed copy. How about that? But if you want a guaranteed autographed copy of one of my books, just go to invadethemancave.com. For a short period of time, I'm going to kick open the window on the other. How about this? Memphis Belle. Visitors and period reenactors gathered beside Memphis Belle. You know Memphis Belle, right? A Boeing B-17 Flying Fortress. It's actually on display at the National Museum of the Air Force in Dayton, Ohio. The Flying Fortress is anchoring an exhibition in the museum's World War II gallery. I'd love to see that. That pays tribute to the thousands of men who served on the B-17s on daylight bombing missions over Nazi-occupied Europe. And, of course, the plane was a celebrated plane. It was the first B-17 to survive 25 missions and return to the U.S. So hats off, boys, for restoring the Flying Fortress. It would be very cool to see that. Very, very cool. All right. How about this? I'm going to say this is our daily salute. I love reading this story, and, you know, I know we have people listening to us in the great state of Alabama. An Alabama senior who would have missed her high school graduation because of illness got to experience the ceremony from the hospital. Cynthia Petway was unexpectedly hospitalized a week before she was set to graduate, just 17. Doctors told her she couldn't leave for weeks. So what happened? The Mobile County Public Schools, the Mobile Public County Schools, not Mobile, partnered with the USA Children's and Women's Hospital so she could attend the graduation without leaving. She could walk across the stage virtually. A robot dressed in a cap and gown equipped with an iPad took her place. That is so very, very cool. She drove the robot across the stage from the hospital when they called her name. I love that. Mobile, Alabama. You rock. That is the daily salute. And there's like 40 people in her family that were in a conference room at the hospital watching the live stream of the graduation ceremony. Tears of joy all over the place. So very cool. It's got to be tough right before your graduation. You hear the bad news that you can't go to the graduation. Yeah. All right, this is really bad news as well. There was a woman who was hit with $7,000 in shipping charges after ordering toilet paper on Amazon. Toilet paper is not cheap, I guess, through Amazon. Here's what happened. Barbara Carroll was looking for a good deal. She ordered 3 boxes of toilet paper as part of her job as a building manager. She checked her bank statement after the package was delivered, found a charge of more than $7,000. She said her Amazon order included $88.17 for the toilet paper and the shipping charges $7,400. She screamed and said, this is ridiculous. Amazon will take care of it. But she said she didn't get a refund because the order came from a third-party seller. So they're trying to figure this out. That can't be right. You got to be very careful about that because I got hit with a big shipping charge, too, when I was shipping books that didn't make any sense. And they got there, you know, a half a month before I was even arriving. And so I was probably dealing with the same third-party situation that she's dealing with. Not good. Not good. All right, other odds and ends, and that really technically is what overall this segment is about. So in doing that, let's talk about it. Let's talk about a couple of different things, including, in just in a general sense, what's happening in Hawaii. People are now posting pictures of themselves where they have volcanic ash and they're being blown up from the ash. But it's not funny because people are taking crazy risks. It could explode into a deadly and catastrophic kind of thing like Mount St. Helens did in 1980. But they're saying they don't think so. They think they're very different and it probably won't happen. They're different in composition and style and all of that. The magma, what lava is called when it's still underground, is thick and sticky in Mount St. Helens, like cold peanut butter. So it's more violent. The explosions. Kilauea's lava is runnier, like honey. So it's different. They hope, anyway. Because it doesn't look good. And certainly Kilauea has had violent explosions in the past, but you have to go way back, 1500 to 1800, different time, my friends. But over the past couple of weeks, lava from Kilauea has consumed about 24 homes, pretty close to the volcano's crater, and about 2,000 people have had to be evacuated from the danger zone. And some of the pictures are absolutely crazy. Whatever search engine you have to promise me, go and look at these photos. They're nuts. The people are nuts getting so ridiculously close. We're taking you, not close, but inside the man cave next here on America Tonight.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Going to the man cave. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Man cave, man cave, man cave, man cave.
Oh, yeah, we're in the man cave. Picture this. Here's what the deal is. Things are winding down on the hardwoods. That means that in your man cave, as you are watching the big screen TVs, you're salivating at the possibility of first the Stanley Cup, or maybe it is the NBA championship game. It could go either way, right? That's how I feel. How about Houston? They are not giving up, brother. Houston and Golden State, the Houston Rockets beating Golden State 127-105. Yeah, because it's a do-or-die series. And when the series is tied, it means that, again, it's a much more interesting experience for the people that are out there watching this sucker. So the first game out of the gate, Golden State beat the Rockets on Tuesday, 119-106. Kevin Durant was amazing. He is a stud. He doesn't always get the credit. He deserves 37 points. And in the meantime, it was a little bit of a different story this time around, as I mentioned, because it was all about the Rockets and what the Rockets could do. And what they did was they won. And how did they do that? Well, there are a couple of players that made the big difference for the Rockets, and it's the usual suspects, if you know what I mean. So, James Harden on the floor with 27 points in his 34 minutes that he played. Fear the Beard. And from three-point land, though, he was 3 of 15, so he did not have the hot hand. In fact, it was the Tucker man who did 5 of 6. Rain and threes for him, 22 points. And P.J. Tucker was a nice savior for the Rockets. And this is a very, very, let me say it again, very big win for them. Meanwhile, in the NHL, as things narrow down, the Lightning said not so fast. And the Lightning knocked off the Capitals 4-2. Alex Ovechkin, who is the well-known Washington Capital, is well-known for dating back in the past, Maria Sharapova, says he's ready to move on after the Capitals dropped two straight games at home to draw the series even. So it's an even series right now. And a lot of people in Washington are big fans of the Caps. So they are waiting with bated breath for the next game. And it's interesting to see it go this deep. In the meantime, the Golden Knights lead their series. Yes, the Vegas upstart team. Puck drops at 8 o'clock Eastern on Friday for this game between the Knights and the Jets. So we'll see what kind of damage they can do. But it's been, I have to say, it's been fun to watch the Knights, a team that was heavily doubted. It not doubted once it went a round or two, but getting into this final round, doubted for that. Not being touted, being instead doubted, right? And then there is this from the world of baseball. How about this? Robinson Cano was suspended, tested positive for a banned substance. So 80-game suspension. 80-game suspension for Cano. Major League Baseball announced that a couple days ago. It violates the Drug Prevention and Treatment Program. So the Mariners' second baseman accepted the suspension. Under the sports drug policy, a player is not automatically suspended for use of a diuretic unless MLB can prove he intended to use it as a masking agent. So he's out. That's a long time to be out. So much can happen in between. Let's put it that way. And I think really the big story from the world of sports and what we're talking about inside the man cave, if we're invading it, is the sports world and your neighborhood talking about gambling, talking about sports gambling. And there's a lot of reaction to the Supreme Court's ruling on Monday. And you had a lot of people in the world of sports who had some positive things to say and negative things to say. Because what does it mean for the world of sports? The NFL released a statement saying the NFL's long-standing and unwavering commitment to protecting the integrity of our game remains absolute. Congress has long recognized the potential harms posed by sports betting to the integrity of sports contests and the public confidence in these events. Given that history, we intend to call on Congress again, this time, to enact a core regulatory framework for legalized sports betting. So that's the other thing. How are they going to legalize it? If it's legalized and they decide they're going to try to do this, then everybody's going to be scrambling anyway. And that's what's going to happen. And here's what I wonder. Are people going to make bets eventually from stadiums? Well, of course they could do it on their phone, I suppose. But, I mean, where you can actually place a bet in a stadium, would that be weird? Or would that be okay with you if you saw that? I think it'd be a little strange, but who's to say it won't be done? I think there will be attempts to do that, for sure. Because what better place when you've got people who are right there and they're captivated by whatever they're watching, and they just decide to run. It would be like watching horses, and you'd just be making bets on players, lineups, who knows what kind of exotic wagers they might have, or maybe they don't have exotic waivers, or maybe they don't have any of that. Maybe not. That would be anything they could do to not intermingle the two, I think would be a really good thing. Not intermingle them. Because then there's no, as much as you can, because then there's no tanking, ask to save points, any of that. None of that. But how it all washes out, we have no clue. Let's be real. We have no clue what's happening. And I know people like the customized Coke can. So here you go. I'm going to throw this in because this is so a man cave thing. Come on, guys. You know you like to have your names. Everyone to know your name. Well, if you use your smartphone to do everything, you'll be able to use it to fill a cup with Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola is unveiling a new fountain drink machine this weekend that lets you use Bluetooth technology to prepare your drink precisely the way you want it. Just a few taps on your smartphone. Like your Diet Coke mixed with Diet Sprite. Want some vanilla flavor in your Fanta? You get it. A Coke dispenser seems like a weird place maybe to find innovation. But it might give them an advantage in the beverage market, which is so tight and so super competitive. Drink ordering that way. What the mixtures are they want. I can see how it could work and I can see how it could collapse. In a very busy area, it would be tough. Not quite as busy, maybe not as hard. You know, bottled water has bumped soda to become America's favorite drink. In 2016, Americans bought 12.8 billion gallons of H2O versus 12.4 of carbonated soft drinks. That's from the beverage marketing company, by the way, Research and Consulting. Wow, I'm going to say that number again. 12.8 billion versus 12.4 of carbonated soft drinks. I don't know. I'm looking around. I see a lot of people drinking diet soda. So I'm going to say, yes, more people are drinking water, but I wouldn't prematurely kill the world of soda here in the United States. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.